Hey everyone, welcome to the Lost Levels podcast. This is podcast number 76. Today is really a free day, you know, no really main topic plan, just us talking and discussing and chatting. And also we have potent questions today too, so it's going to be a great podcast. We're going to try this out and see how it goes, just normal chatting, you know? So joining me today, I'm your host, Spider Star, you basking in the morning sun. Today, I am joined by Ghetto as Hell, Dark Boo.
Yes.
And gay administrator, Super Zambazy.
Wait, what? What did you say?
I was about to say game administrator for some reason.
All right. I'm here, I guess. Hi.
And we have our favorite fat, fabulous fungus, Toadette. We have a great podcast plan, so let's get started. First off, we're going to talk about what everyone's been doing this week. You know, just chat a little bit. So, Dark Boo, just tell us a little bit what have you been doing this week. Because I know this week was your birthday. Happy birthday, Dark Boo.
Yes, thank you.
Yes. I had a good... my birthday, it was, as usual, like a same day. My friend actually took me out to the buffet, and that was nice because she didn't have to do it. I was very happy. Yay. And she got me the worst. I wanted to kill her when she came to my house. You want to know why? She gave me the worst gift you could ever give me. You could give me a box of horse shit. And it still would not be. It would not. I would still put that on top of what she gave me. Do you know what she gave me?
Did she give you like a plunger?
No.
Did she give you a box?
No.
IOU?
Did she give you socks?
No, she gave me balloons. I hate balloons!
I love balloons!
Oh, I love balloons!
I can't stand them. I can't. That's why when I was sleeping, I was having one eye open because I'm scared of balloons.
I'm really nervous, though, when I see a little kid playing with a balloon, they're all rubbing, it's all like, it's like, oh god, don't pop it, be careful, little kid, don't pop it.
Exactly, that's why, she got me these helium balloons, I think. That's why I think they are helium balloons, so, I don't think they'll pop like instantly. I think I'm just gonna let the air fly out, and these balloons better not move, they better stay in that corner, I'm not playing. So Monday, nothing really much happened. I already said it on Black Friday what had happened. Yeah, nothing, because I haven't been at the house. Actually, yes, I have been at the house. I went to pay the bill. Let me check the calendar, see what week that was. Oh, that was right after podcast. So yeah, I paid the bill. Tell me why I missed the N35. I was so sad, because I was supposed to catch the N35 to go all the way straight to the place where we pay. Where we I had to give in my paper, for my renting paper. So I had to. The N35 goes straight there. When I say straight, I mean straight. So what had happened was, I missed the N35, so I had to catch the 40. So after I catch the 40, I had to walk from the terminal. Actually, I was waiting for the bus and trying to get off the bus right there. Then I said, forget it. So I basically walked from the terminal all the way to the, who the heck is clapping? I walked all the way to, where I paid my, What happened? Oh my god, forget it! Because I don't even know the whole damn story! Forget it! I had to just give in the paper, then go all the way to another place to pay the bill that's on the other side of the town, then after that, go all the way back home. Took me an hour, so yes, I did it right. Games I've been playing. We finally played Mario Kart Wii with Spider Star You. Yes! Finally! So, that's all I've been playing. Actually, I've been uploading videos for my YouTube channel. I think I stopped like a week ago because I just got tired. There was no other thing for me to upload. I don't know. I want to play a different game, so that's what's going to happen. I'm going to play... What game? I don't know what game I'm going to record. I'm going to have to get a poll to see what game. I wanted to record 007, but after one level, the emulator crashed. So I said, forget it. So, yes, that's all I've been doing.
Okay, how about you, Super Zambazy?
Well, it's the week after E3, so Everything has settled down, and it's going. It's life. Life is happening. But let's just start with Animal Crossing. Animal Crossing came out the week of E3, and I didn't get to play that much last week, but this week has been... Oh, man, it's a little ridiculous. I need to stop playing. I don't know. Right now, my main thing is just going to the island, catching all those stupid bugs, and then coming back, selling them, and building works projects. Yeah. And I'm collecting all the fruit. Staryu was going to sell them to me for 500 each, and I was going to do it, but I'm like, whatever, I'll wait.
Hey, you could have made a compromise, you know.
I know, but it's just fruit. I don't even care that much. And now that not with all these bugs, 500 bells is nothing. But, whatever.
Keep the thought in your mind, you know? You might change your mind.
If I need, like, one last fruit, because I know there's a lot this time around. There's more than six.
Oh, yes.
So, I know right now I have my pears. Those were my home fruit. I got mangoes, bananas, durans. Is that what you say?
That's yes. What you call them.
Coconuts and bananas. That's all I have for now. So I'll just keep an eye out for the rest, and if I lose any, I'll go beg for some fruit somewhere else.
Yes.
And yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm just playing around and just doing the normal Animal Crossing stuff. This game is really hard to explain to people. That's the problem. Because if you were listening to the other podcasts, Paul, who was on there, he saw me playing. He's like, okay, I don't understand.
Shout out to Paul!
Paul!
Well, yeah, he was saying he doesn't get it. He says it's almost like, you know, it almost looks like a really childish game, like little animals, everything. And I can totally see someone thinking that, but it's like, I don't know, you really have to play it first, and then you just get it. I don't know. Staryu, what do you think? If anything. No, nothing. Okay. You don't have to think anything. It's Animal Crossing. You just play and that's it.
So many people have these like assumptions about Animal Crossing. Like, oh, it's this. Oh, it's that. You have to play it to get it. I mean, I didn't like it at first. I looked at it and I was like, what the hell is this? Then when I finally played it, I was addicted. I was like, oh my god, I gotta go there. I gotta hit the rock. I gotta get my bells. I gotta plant my fruit.
Exactly. It's exactly right. And I don't know, anything strange happening in your town? Because I don't have anything strange happening, but I had this animal move in. Her name is Bella. She's like this mouse. And she put her freaking... She put her house right in front of Town Hall. Like, literally, right in front of the Town Hall, right where the pavement ends. Her house is just, boom, right there. And I've been trying to get rid of her ever since. I usually don't like being mean to the animals, but... I mean, she came with the house. It's either both of them go or both stay, so I'm getting the whole out.
You said boom. This is right there. I would be like, can you move? I'm like, who put a house there, though? For real?
It's so dumb. I was going over to Town Hall one day, and there's like this little picket fence. I'm like, oh my gosh, what dumb animal picked this spot? What the heck?
I would have been like, first of all, that's stupid. I'm like, all this piece of land and you choose here? You choose here for real? I would have been yelling. I couldn't play that game. If that would have happened, I would have been cussing. I'm sorry.
You can't do that in the game, but I'm basically pushing her around everywhere until she gets mad and... I don't know. She needs to leave.
You could tell, I think, Isabel about it, and then she can, like, possibly make her leave.
Really?
Uh-huh. So you have a problem with the citizen.
Oh, I definitely have a problem with her. See, she's not even that bad, but it's a package deal. She comes with the house, and the house has to go. So, it's too bad. Yes. And I guess a few more things about my town. I have a couple of villagers. I have Greta, Diva, Antonio, Lionel, Bella, Margie, Ricky, Walker, and if I forgot somebody, then they're probably not that important. But yes, and I saw Staryu's pictures, and he has freaking Lobo and Kiki, and I'm
Lobo and Kiki keep visiting my house. They love me so much. You know what Lobo said? Lobo was like, wait, what did he say? Okay, he was like, he approached me randomly. You know how those people, the villagers, are like, that gasp, like they want to talk to you? Mm-hmm. He was like, hey, Starry, I really want to go visit your house because you were the first person I thought of. I want to see what your house looks like. And then he insulted me first, but then I was like, wait, he's a grumpy villager. So I was like, whatever, but you know. He might come to your town if he decides to leave my town, you know, because they come over to friends' towns sometimes. So you may see him.
Yep, so that's really it for Animal Crossing. I mean, I don't know what else. It's just really a game you just sit down and you just play, and you don't really discuss it too much. Yeah. I guess, and if you, because I did come back from E3, and I have a lot to say about that, but I don't even know where to begin, so.
Oh, you need to talk about E3. We've been waiting.
Oh, yeah.
You need to talk about E3.
I mean, I don't even know where to start, so I guess if you have any questions, I could answer.
Was it like meeting VIP?
Oh, those questions. Oh, yeah, well, it was great. I mean, it actually wasn't too great because we stood in the same, like, area for, like, 20 minutes and nobody found each other. We were just texting each other, okay, you're wearing this? Okay, well, I'm standing here. Well, where are you standing? It took, like, 20 minutes. But we found each other, and it was almost like a relief. Finally meeting this person you've known for over 5 years, never seen before. This is great. It was great. And I don't know, he's really an awesome guy. It's too bad he can't go on the podcast sometimes. Doesn't really like Skype and all that, but that's all right.
I heard that he has a really deep voice. Is it true?
You know, it's not even that deep. It's definitely, it's deep, but it's not like super deep.
It's not like, oh.
No, I wouldn't say so. But we went and played Mario Kart 8, and yes, he beat me, but to be fair, I was using the Wii Wheel, and I never use the Wii Wheel, and that thing sucks. Whatever, I have a video up. I beat the first race, so I'm happy for myself there. Yes.
What did you do when you first saw him? Like, what was the reaction? Shake hand, hug, what?
I'm pretty sure I shook hands, and I think I immediately told him. I told him. What did I say? I know immediately that I wanted to call him by his real name, and he could call me by my real name because it's kind of strange if you use, like, our usernames in real life. I'm pretty sure that's what I told him. But I don't know. We basically just, you know, found each other, and we just, you know, started talking. Just catching up.
Would you talk about Mario Kart Legacy?
We did. Because Paul actually had a few questions, so
Dad, the we Paul. Will explain.
Yeah, so we basically talked about his role, my role, and yeah. I mean, we didn't. Freaking Dark Boo's calling. He's like texting me and calling Viv during the conversation.
I'm sorry. He said y'all two didn't meet up, and I had to make sure it was going to go as planned. Goodness. VIP say he didn't meet you. You say he didn't meet him, so I put y'all 3-way calls. Y'all could meet each other.
I was there, actually.
Goodness. And VIP said to call him during that. VIP said to call him during it, so that pretty much why.
I'm just like, oh, he's getting a call. What is Dark Boo? What the?
I know, he kept calling.
Because y'all can say y'all didn't meet each other, and mind you, one texted me and didn't meet, the other one texted me and didn't meet, it's all going 3 minutes apart. I'm like, call! Goodness.
Yeah, and I know I was supposed to text you as soon as I met him, but I wasn't going to meet him and be like, okay, 1 second. I gave it some time before I texted. Yeah, and that's really it. I mean, I didn't really see him after that. I mean, after that, we did go and play Battlefield 4. We were kind of scheduled for that. So we play Mario Kart, and then we went over there to the other, because there's two giant halls, basically, and you have to walk maybe, not a mile, but you have to walk like 5 minutes to get to the other hall. So we had to go to the other one. And I didn't see Vip after that. I mean, we did go back to the Nintendo booth quite a few times. We still had some stuff to record, but yeah, I didn't see him anymore. But it was great. I'm really happy it finally happened.
Oh yeah, so long. 5 years. I try not to cry when you said it. Post the pictures. I try not to cry, but I just said I shed a tear. I'm sorry. I get emotional yet rude. Goodness, cause it's five years though.
A big happy reunion.
Oh yes.
Yes, and those pictures, I don't know what happened to my face. I think I was just tired. I had a great time, but my face doesn't say that. It's like, ugh.
You feel like irritated. You're like, oh, God, take the picture already.
I don't know what happened. I definitely was tired. I didn't really get a lot of... I got maybe 5 hours a night, every night, but it was kind of bad. I need to sleep more next time.
And I...
You can't sleep on a sloped room.
That's another thing. Oh my gosh. The hotel room was slanted. It's not a huge exaggeration. I mean, it's slightly slanted, but it's so strange. You don't build things slanted. Unless things are caving in, which I was also worried about. Like, am I going to wake up and I'm going to be on the sixth floor instead of the seventh floor? Like, I was worried a little bit. But yes, for those listening who don't know, I already explained this to these guys, but basically the room was slightly slanted from the door to the window. Yeah, just if you put a cup full of water, glass, so you can see through, there'd be a little bit more on the right side than the left side. It's just strange that this is the way they built the building. But yes, that's all.
how many beds were in your hotel room?
We had two. Don't worry. We had two.
I know some hotel rooms, they like have like either one big bed, like multiple small beds and, you know, things like that.
Well, when we got there, I booked through Priceline because, that's 100 times cheaper.
Shout out to Priceline.
Yes. Thank you, Priceline. Yes. Thank you, Priceline. I was working on it for like 2 months, but whatever. I got there. Well, back up. Priceline does not guarantee two beds. They guarantee you can accommodate two people. They don't guarantee two beds. So we get there, and they say one bed. And I'm like, okay. I know we're trying to save money, but I don't think so. So we went the extra $10 a night, and we went with two beds.
I know, that would have been awkward.
It would have been very awkward.
I would have been like, good night. That would be so weird. I can't even think of that.
No, like, okay, you can sleep on the floor one night. I'll sleep on this giant bed. No, you can sleep in the tub or something. I don't know.
You know, some people actually do that.
Hey, you have to. So, yes, we did have two beds. We did have two.
So, do you think your E3 experience was better than last year or about the same or maybe...
Oh, sorry, go ahead. Continue.
Yes. Oh, no, that was it. That was it. Like... Is it worse, better, or same?
Definitely better in almost every aspect. The only aspect was the hotel room was a little worse. It was the same place, as in same company, I guess. Different location. That was really the only thing. But everything else about E3 was better. Location, where we stayed. We stayed in, well, I can tell you guys now, I'm not there anymore. San Pedro, Crown Plaza. Right by the harbor. It was great location, great view, and it was 5 minutes away from the metro, and metro takes you straight to the convention center, so it was great. No need for 20 to 30 minutes driving to the metro, and don't even think about driving to LA. That's the mistake we learned quickly last year. E3 itself, I knew what to expect. I knew what I was getting myself into. I knew what to bring, what not to bring. The recordings were much better. I bought a recorder before I went, and I would, for most of the videos, I would actually not for most. For less than half of the videos, I would take the recorder and put it right behind the TV that they're using at the booth, and put it right next to the speakers to try to get the audio. The only problem is that one person has to film, one person has to have their hand over there, and then who plays, you know? So we did record some random people, and you can see in some of them, like, we recorded this one girl who clearly has not played a game in her life, and she could not play the game. It was bad. We didn't use the footage. It took her like 10 minutes to finish like one of those 3D world levels, and it was really bad.
Shame. Yeah. So like, what'd you guys eat? Like, I'm sure like you wanted to keep it like inexpensive. So like, what would you eat? Like maybe like chips or whatever.
This is what kind of what we did last year. We would bring with us a mini oven and I don't know if that's allowed in the hotel, but we did it. That's a whole other thing. We brought a mini fridge too. We brought a mini fridge too. Because last year I have a lot of thoughts in my head. What we ate. We bake like 3 pizzas, pack it all up in a cooler, and take it over. And we basically live on pizza for a week, which is good for a couple of days, but then it gets, you know, you get really sick of it. Like morning, breakfast, lunch, everything. It's like pizza, pizza, pizza. Okay.
Let me think of the pizza commercial.
But then we would stop by sometimes, like after E3, on our way back after the Metro. They have like an Albertsons and a Carl's Jr., so we would just stop there really quick. We did that like 2 or 3 times.
Y'all were doing it right. Goodness, pack yourself up a little what they have some thing, the little heat, the table heaters, what they call. Where they have the thing that heats, the plate, hot plate, mini oven, mini fridge. You're doing it right. You did it right.
Well, the last year the problem was we brought the pizzas and we just expected the mini fridge to be there. They didn't have one, and when we went down to ask about one, they said it's going to be $15 a night. So we said no, we're not doing that. We're just going to keep the pizzas in the cooler as long as we can. So we try to eat all the pizzas in, like, the first 2 nights, but that was kind of a disaster. So, yeah, go ahead.
If I were you, you know what I would have done? I would have specifically packed certain things for a certain occasion. Like, one thing you gotta know is, like, obviously, like, clothes stuff, like chips. Though what you said was pretty smart, like, you know, the pizzas and the mini oven, that was very smart. I would have done something like that, too, if I would operate it. But, like, I would bring chips, I want to bring me some Gatorade, I want to bring me some, like, bags and bags of candy, because I can live off of candy, but, you know, we don't want no diabetes, so we have to bring, like, our protein, we have to bring some nuts, I want to bring me some mixed nuts, you know, the almonds, the cashews, the peanuts, the, did I say almonds already? I think I did. And yeah. Then you also need, like, some sort of, like, what's it called? Yeah, I don't know what I was going to say. But, you know, basically, I think what you guys did was smart, but, you know, you have more options, you know, like, when you go, if you go again next year, I think you have more options, like, you know.
Yeah, bag. See, but, go ahead.
Yeah, that was it, bag stuff.
Oh, yeah, but I think this should have been your trip, because you got it pretty spot on. I actually did bring a bunch of Sour Patch Kids.
Yes! You go, yes! Sour Patch.
And I brought almonds, and I did bring... We had, like, a bag of Doritos, I think.
Almonds?
And we had
did you say almonds?
Almonds, whatever. Who cares? You guys know what I'm talking about. And, of course, water. Definitely water. No Gatorade, but water was there. But, see, with the mini fridge, I just have to say this, because now the hotel deposit has been returned. I can say whatever I want. We called before we got to the hotel. We called about a mini fridge, and they said it'll be $10 a night. So we said, "Heck no, we're bringing our own." And so I think you could probably get in trouble for that. So when we were bringing the mini oven or mini fridge to the room, we had to cover it in like a cloth and try to make it look like I'm not carrying a giant fridge in my hand. And the problem, I don't know what it was, but there's like this tinkering noise. It was really loud and. It was really bad, trying to get the mini fridge from the parking garage to the room. Almost got in trouble. Those are my E3 adventures, I guess. If you have any more questions, I'd love to answer them. I don't want it to keep taking up too much time, but...
All right, how are the booth babes?
Well, at Nintendo, they're not really the kind of booth babes, I guess, we're talking about. They're just more... How do I say it? Some of them are just kind of...
Slutty?
No, not at Nintendo. There are some other places, not as many as I expected, but there are some other in other booths. But at Nintendo, they're all dressed like normal people in uniforms, I guess. And just the problem with the Nintendo, I guess, booth babes is that they're kind of, how do I say this, not in a mean way.
Not attractive?
No, this isn't about looks. This is about knowledge.
Oh, not smart?
They're not very smart. About.
So they're basically one of those girls, like, you only come to them for looks?
Maybe. I mean,
dumb
they
chicks with big boobs?
Well, I mean, I guess they weren't really showing that off. You know, they weren't the actual booth babes.
Show-off girls?
Definitely not. They were there to represent the game, but the game that they're representing, they don't really know too much about.
Okay, so they suck at the game.
They're bimbos.
Yes, I wanted to say they're dunces, but I don't know. Whatever, they're dunces. They really are, a lot of them. You get up, and they barely know the controls. That's the extent to what they know, and that's really it. And they just don't know what's going on. Which is really bad, because you're demoing a game. You should know what's happening. And that's not for everyone. There were definitely a lot that were helpful, and that you could carry on a good conversation with. But
oh, I'm sure some... they're helpful, all right.
Okay.
You know they were. Come on, you can admit it. They were helpful.
Were there some rude people there?
We're talking about booth babes.
Oh.
None of the booth babes were rude. They were just... not very smart.
We'll see. If I go there, you're going to be seeing like a top 10 best booth babes and stuff. I will make that list. I will make it happen.
Did you see Troy?
Troy.
The famous Mario Kart Wii player.
No, I do not. See, here's something interesting. At the Nintendo booth, they had these giant photo ops, these sets where people could take pictures with like Donkey Kong statues and Mario Kart. You can get into Mario, the actual cart, and take pictures.
Oh, I'm jealous!
And those lines were bigger than the actual games. I was like, what the heck? They're showing off games, but there's a bigger line for these pictures. I don't know. I didn't get any of them taken because they're just really long lines. Yeah. I mean, is there any more questions?
I think we pretty much established almost everything. Do you guys have any other questions for him?
Nope.
Toadette, do you have questions?
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, let me see. Let me think of one more question.
Well, while you think. I don't know. This was definitely a better trip than last year. I had a lot more planned, a lot more organized. I knew what I was getting myself into. I talked to a lot more people than last year. Gave out a few more business cards to add people to not just people on the Metro. That's another thing, the Metro. Do you guys know what I'm talking about when I say the Metro? Because I actually don't know what it's called.
What the?
I just called
the buses.
The buses, the light rail. It's
the
I don't
Metro
know if it's
card.
A, like. No. Like not the buses. It's like a train, but it's not. It's
a subway.
Light.
A trolley. Oh. Trolley.
I guess it's a trolley.
Oh, is it the red things? The red like cars?
The ones that are in the middle of the road sometimes.
Trolley,
I guess it's...
Yeah, trolley. They be in the middle. Like,
yes, then it's a trolley. I always call it a metro. I don't know why.
Metro underground.
It's called... It, on their website, they call it the metro. So I don't know. But yes, I would ride that. And... I don't know, it's any city, anywhere you go, any kind of public transportation, you're always going to run into, like, just random things and just the weirdest kind of people. It's just so strange sometimes.
Oh, I'm sure there were plenty of weird people at E3.
At E3, yes. There were definitely a lot of people running around in decked out in free swag. And I'm like, come on.
Swag. Pull your pants up. I want to know, how old do you need to be to enter E3?
I remember reading it was 18, but I think it's 17 now.
Oh, I really hope it's 17, because then maybe I might be able to go next year. I don't know. Like, I'm not even... I would take a plane ticket, and I would go to California. I'm not even kidding. I would do it for E3. I don't know. That's, like, the miles away, so... I don't know, but I'm just saying, I would really love to go. Like, it'd be, like, really awesome.
Yeah, and you know what? And for representing the Mario Party legacy, I don't know what policy or our chances for three people going. I've seen other, you know, smaller sites have three people. So, I mean, if someone's willing to, you know, to pay for, like, plane tickets and hotels, yeah, why not? The more, the better.
Oh my god, imagine if me and Boo go with you and Paul. Oh my god, that'd be like the hottest thing ever.
Yes.
It'd be like the juiciest thing ever. Me and Boo, I will stay up. I will literally almost stay up all night. I would be like talking, chatting. I would be going crazy. Though I don't have a lot of money though, so like, I don't know. Like, yeah, I have to look at my money situation later.
Because with
things going up, yeah, but. Yeah, it'd be really cool, and I'm glad you guys had a great time at E3, you and Paul. Shout out to Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. Thank you for the questions.
No problem. Right. Now, Toadette, what have you been doing this week?
I've been playing my hard run mode of Fire Emblem Awakening, and it's hard, you know, hard mode. But I am right now. I'm a little bit overpowered because I pretty much promoted all of my units to their highest level. So I'm just running around, go pew 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 pew. You're just kicking ass all around. I've been getting ready to go to Arizona to see my dad.
Woo!
So, I'm gonna be kind of in a secluded area there since he ran into like financial issues because something happened to his car, and he had to pay for it. His car started having overheating problems, so he had to fix it up. So now he's low on funds. Well, not like he's not like dirt poor. He's just that like he ran out of like extra spending stuff, so I kind of don't have a room, so I might not be able to do the podcast again until I come back, because I won't have a secluded private area to do it.
So this could possibly be the end of Toadette for a while.
Possibly. There's probably a higher chance that I probably will be able to do it, but I'm just not giving a 100% chance here.
So how long are you planning to stay?
Not coming back until the first week of September.
Oh, that's a while.
So yeah, it's about 11 podcasts right there.
So Arizona, what are you excited about? I mean, if you're excited about anything.
Seeing my dad, seeing my best friend.
Is your mom going with you?
Yeah, but only for a week.
Yeah.
After that, I stay with my dad.
All right.
That sounds nice. Get out of New York for a few months.
Well, yeah, I hate summer in New York. But it gets so damn humid out, and there's like mosquitoes everywhere.
Yeah, freaking mosquitoes.
Yeah, I mean in Arizona, it's hotter, but you don't sweat as much, and you can easily get rid of it by going to the nice AC. Because I mean, I think it's pretty much law now that you need to have an AC in Arizona because it gets so hot there that you can get, like, first-degree burns by walking on the sidewalk with your bare feet.
Make eggs on the asphalt. It's so hot.
Yeah.
You might as well.
Yeah, I went there one year when I was, like, only 10 or so, when it was, like one of the hottest days ever in Arizona. I think it was, like, 115 out.
Yeah, so, it's...
Yeah, it gets pretty toasty, but my dad's got a pool, and he's got AC, so I don't think I'll really have the heat, and there's no mosquitoes!
Well, there's mosquitoes, just not, I don't think, as much as over there.
Yeah, I mean, there's pretty much, I know, I mean, they have to be around there somewhere, but, yeah. But there's, like, very little compared to New York, where it's pretty much like,
yeah. I'm excited for the monsoon. Are you, you're familiar with that, Toadette?
Yeah, I've been in monsoons, I've been in haboobs. Haboobs are awesome. I love watching them.
It's insane. It goes from day to night like that.
If you guys are not familiar with haboobs, they're like big sandstorms that they don't really last that long. I'd say only about like 5 to 10 minutes, but it's literally like from afar. It's literally like a giant cloud of sand coming over. It's like pretty much darkening the whole sky, and then when it comes, it's like almost like nighttime dark out, and like it's like, and then when it passes, everything's covered in sand. So it's like a mini sandstorm, but it never really damages it doesn't really do any damage. It just covers stuff in sand, and you just basically have to take your car to the car wash if you have one.
And haboobs don't happen that often. I mean, usually you just say dust storm. That's usually what it is. But haboob is seriously gigantic. I mean, the last one. Okay, it's called a haboob. Get over it. And it's giant. Okay.
What happened?
We're talking about the Arizona haboobs.
I'm sorry. I was talking to one of my friends. He said something so stupid. Sorry. Continue.
Oh, I thought you were laughing because it had the word boob in its name.
Oh no, that's not funny.
Usually gets people. They're like, "What the heck? What does that mean?"
Yeah. That
I like to make fun of it. It's like, oh hey, look, it's a haboob. Haboob. My dog got so scared whenever it happened. He was like really confused, and then when it started happening, he was like, burr, 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 burr.
It's interesting. It's very exciting too.
It's not dangerous, it's just messy.
I mean, if you're out there, you probably shouldn't be breathing all that in, but I mean, you're not going to get hurt. But,
I mean, it doesn't do any like property damage besides covering your stuff in sand.
Yeah, it's not like a giant wind. It's just dust everywhere or dirt or whatever.
It's literally like God is taking his giant, his huge ass broom and like sweeping all his dust over Arizona.
Exactly. That's exactly how it is. Oh, yes, those are haboobs. That's what you guys are missing.
You're missing the haboobs and the monsoons.
I always like monsoons.
And the hot enough you can fry an egg on ground. Oh, yeah, and Grand Canyon.
Yeah, Grand Canyon, too.
I think the bravest I've ever been was I found this recently. I found this picture of me when I was like 8, 9 years old. Couldn't be older than 9. A picture of me sitting on a cliff over the Grand Canyon with my feet dangling. And I'm all like, hey! I'm not scared at all. I'm just like, hey, what's up? And yo, I'm sitting there. My feet, my thighs are dangling down there. I could fall any minute. I'm just like, hey! And it's like, oh my, I can't, I actually had the nerves to do that? Damn, I was a stupid ass little kid. Yeah, that's had to be like the bravest I've ever been ever. If I did that now, I'd be like, no. I haven't been to the Grand Canyon in a while. I always get really sick on the way there because it's a while from where my dad lives. He lives in Phoenix. So it's a little while. It's a little while, and I get seriously car sick if I don't have any ginger pills. I'm like, I remember one time we went to the Grand Canyon, and my mom got like so sick she threw up. Like pretty much, she wasn't sick from like just car sickness, but she had like a stomach bug or something like that, and like she threw up like every like 15 minutes. And what was unfortunate is that it was on July 7th, 2007, 777, and it's like, oh, I guess that wasn't really a lucky day for her.
Alright, is there anything else?
Not really.
Alright, let's get into me. Oh my god. I have been playing Animal Crossing New Leaf like freaking crazy. I've been all up in this game, like, literally all I've been doing is playing this game. I have not been playing, I actually have been playing Mario Kart Wii with Dark Boo.
Yay!
Yes, we have. We've been playing, like, constantly on Battle and, like, Versus, and, like, there's, like, some jerks, like, to knock us off. Like, this freaking one Funky Kong. Like, I was, like, right there on Maple Tree Way. He bumped into me, like, boom! I was like, wow! I flew like a freaking kite. You know how those kites, like, with strong winds? It's like,
yes.
That's
who were you playing as?
I was playing as my me.
Oh, damn. Wait, is your me, what size is your me? Medium?
Medium, and I was on a Dolphin Dasher.
Oh, damn. That's what that happened to me. I play on, like, as, like, Toadette on the freaking Quacker. I would have been like, woo!
I believe I can fly.
I believe I can touch the sky.
If only Mario Kart Wii had those Mario Kart 7 gliders, I would have been able to like use that and like cut through the entire court.
Yeah. Yeah, but I've been playing. Oh, I'm sorry, so you can go.
I just want to quickly ask, so are you guys excited to move on to Mario Kart 8? For online? Or yeah. Are you still like, I don't know about this?
I don't know. I'm excited to move on. Like, I can play Mario Kart 8. I mean, I don't mind if it's too similar to Mario Kart 7, because Mario Kart 7's not a bad game. I just hope they fix the Mario Kart 7 flaws. But even if they don't, I think I'll still play it and play it a lot, because it's like, you know, it's the next thing. You can't stay in the same thing forever. Like, I thought I was going to stay on Mario Kart DS forever, but then, like, after a while, you just go like, oh, God, I'm tired of this game. Especially because Mario Kart DS only has, like, 16 courses online. It's, like, so stupid. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I'll definitely move on. I don't know about Boo, though.
Yeah, Dark Boo.
I'm not going to... I could move on if I have the willpower to get the system for it. if I mean cheap, I'm not going to move on.
But yeah, I've been playing that with Dark Boo like pretty much all week. We played on Friday. I'm not sure if we played on Thursday.
We played on one of them days and you were pissed off. You said you could do a whole rant.
Wait, that day no. That day I was not really mad. I was mad at the people freaking like constantly like knocking me off and stuff, but I wasn't mad about that. I was mad about something else on Thursday, with something family related, which I don't want to get into. But yeah, I was really annoyed that day, and I was like, "Sorry, bro, I'm gonna get off. I'm like getting too annoyed." But I'm a lot better now because the sun's shining. So yeah, I've been playing a lot of Animal Crossing New Leaf, and the villagers I have in my town right now, watch out, Essie's gonna get mad. I have Gigi, I have Lobo, the wolf, Filbert, the What is he? I think he's a gerbil. I don't know. I have to ask. Oops, never mind. I have Pom Pom. I have Rudy. I have Rocket. I have Kiki. I have Ed. I have Twiggy. Yeah, I have a lot of I have a lot of people going on in this town, and I got the latest addition to Tom Nook's, not Tom Nook's, Timmy and Tommy Nook's, you know, place. Like, it's, like, updated. I forgot what it's called. Like, called, like, TNT something.
Is it the second upgrade? I mean, like...
Yes, second upgrade. TNT Market. Yes, TNT Mart. And I got the sloth in my town. You know, the sloth who, does the flowers. And then I have another building that's growing, Wow, did I say growing? Building next to, the Able Sister shop. I think it's, Kicks or whatever his name is, shoe store. I think that's what Sax told me or whatever. Like it's something like that. So there's gonna be like a place where I can buy shoes, which is very cool because you know I keep tripping because I got cursed by Katrina. I think I don't know. This game has some like weird luck thing, like where sometimes you fall over for some reason. And for some reason I've been falling so much these past 2 days, like today and then yesterday. I've been falling like crazy. I don't know what's going on. I just keep falling over.
That hasn't even happened to me once.
Watch out. Don't visit Katrina. I think she's like a curse or something. Because after I visited her, this thing started happening. But But really enjoying the New Leaf game. It's very different from City Folk. You can you guys should definitely get it if you don't have it. Buy it. Contact me and visit my flea market where I can sell you stuff. I have a whole bunch of stuff to sell you guys. Like literally, I have like almost all the fruit. Let me get this topic. I literally have almost all the fruit, except the apples and the cherries. But I have the pear. I have an orange. I have a lemon. I have a peach. I have a mango. I have a How do you pronounce it, Toadette? Is it Duran or Durian?
How's it spelled?
D-U-R-I-A-N.
Durian.
Durian. Durian. That's what it's called. Wow. I knew how. I knew that pronunciation, but I didn't think it was spelled that way. Okay. Durian. I have a durian. I have a persimmon or whatever it's called. I have a lychee. I have a coconut. I have a banana. I have everything. So if you need a fruit, it's basically 500 bells a fruit, except for the coconut and the banana. That's 300 bells a coconut or a banana. So, yes, contact me. I also sell other stuff like clothes and gyroids and all that good stuff. So, yeah, you need me for something, you'll definitely get it. So, check the video. Basically, it's on my YouTube channel, Spider Star. You check it out there. And, yeah, it's enough advertising. I went with my mom to the hospital, I think, on Wednesday. Because my mom has a bacterial infection, bacterial gastro enteritis or gastro.
It's just the long scientific word for stomach flu.
Yeah, so she had that and she had blood, so it was very dangerous. So she went to the hospital and like they gave her antibiotics and she should be fine now. I went to KFC that day as well. I got me so much chicken. I got me those 4 chicken littles, and I got me 12-piece chicken tenders. That's all I gotta say. It was so freaking good. It wasn't as good as Popeyes, because Popeyes, you can't beat Popeyes chicken, though. It's just not possible. But it was damn good. That's all I know. It was freaking good. I got me some Gatorade as well. It was just delicious, and I had a great old time eating up all that. Let me see, I'm trying to think of anything else that happened, because I know that sometimes I forget. I recently lost my footage of Mario Party 1, the bumper ball maze thing, 1, 2, and 3. I lost the footage I had of it, so I have to re-record it. I know I'm going to get annoyed when I do it, because I can't stand the freaking bumper ball maze. I always, like, fall off, like, last second, too. And I get annoyed with that, so. Other than that, not really much else going on.
I have one thing to add.
From what I've been doing, or
oh no, for me.
What?
I ate sushi. Oh me, yeah. When I went to the buffet, that's what I forgot to say. Me and my friend, we had sushi. She had something. I had one sushi because it looked like imitation crab meat around rice. She ate her. She took one little bite and spit that sucker out. She said it was nasty. For me, I try sushi a lot. So, basically, I had no problem. So, I had, like, 3 of them. So, mind you, with sushi, you gotta pour. If you don't like the taste of pure sushi, you better put some soy sauce on it. So, I used the soy sauce and just was eating it. I got to the third one. My stomach said, brr. I'm like, uh-oh! I'm like, no! I'm like, what's gonna happen? I heard, brr. I'm like, Jesus, please don't tell me you trying to send me a message. Then after my stomach just stopped, no pain or nothing. So mind you, after we leave and I go to the bus stop, I'm waiting on the bus, my stomach did the whirling effect. It's like, I'm like, oh, and you know you got rubber bumpers in the back of your behind. I'm like, they're on fire. Bitch, alive, take this pain away. So, and then after, when we were about to go home, my friend Dominique, she started running because she had to go to the bathroom as well. You talk about you don't let this fat fool you. That because there's 200 pounds, I let this fool you. Understand? You gonna see some jiggling. You gonna see some thighs behind some stuff jiggling. But I can outrun you. I outran her to that bathroom. I wasn't playing around today. I wasn't playing around that day, please. And my mom friend was like, I ain't know we could run that fast. I'm like, don't let the fat fool you. Just because I got a perplexed ass does not mean I can't run fast. Goodness. So that's what happened. And, yeah, that's pretty much what happened. What I can add. And, yeah.
I didn't even finish what I was
doing. I'm sorry.
Bless me.
Bless you.
I've been recently thinking about getting a new game. I was thinking about getting, what's it called? It was something for the 3DS. The game Toadette talks about all the time. Fire Emblem?
Fire Emblem Awakening!
I was thinking about getting it, but I'm not sure.
Get it now! It doesn't matter if you're not good at games like that. It's a great... It gives you a great tutorial. It's my first Fire Emblem game, and now I know how to play it like an expert. And if you get it, you can ask me for help, because I'm literally playing the game for, like, the second time, because I almost never play games twice.
Yeah. So I might get that, soon. And that's pretty much it. That's actually it. That's all I really have to say. Not much else happened this week. It's just boring days, you know. Busy days as well. Going out and stuff, so... Oh! I almost forgot! You see? That's why I did this. I went to see Man of Steel yesterday.
Ooh, I saw it on Tuesday.
I can't believe I freaking forgot. I almost forgot. Thank God I went again. Man of Steel, let me just say, this movie was very interesting, I'll say. Like, to me, the movie was good. Some people, like, have a problem with it, but I thought the movie was good. It wasn't perfect, though. Like, some parts were boring as anything. Like, I was like, oh, God, just move on already. Like, it was dull as anything, and, like, I was like, oh, God. But it was a very good movie. I would definitely recommend anyone who likes Superman or, like, just likes sort of, like, action movies and stuff. Like, a little bit of, like, you know, twists and, like, turns and stuff. Definitely go see the movie. But if you, like... If you're one of those hardcore Superman fans who are like, oh, everything has to be like the past, then don't see this movie because you'll be disappointed. That's all I have.
I don't know. I feel like if I knew more about Superman, I might have enjoyed it more, but I don't know. I feel like he became Superman way too fast. It's like, wait, what?
Yeah, he did become Superman a little too quick, but...
Yeah, he just suddenly got the suit out of nowhere. It's like they pre-made it for him. I thought his parents didn't know he was supposed to be Superman. They just knew that he was going to do good, a good thing. I thought they didn't know that he was actually going to become Superman.
Yeah, but I don't want to spoil too much of the movie because I know some people haven't watched it yet, so. Yeah, let's move on. Do you guys want to do important questions now?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right, because these questions are going to get really juicy, all right? Because you know what these questions are about? The Lost Levels. Ooh, this is going to be so much fun. I have basically, like, I think 5 or 6 questions that I'm going to ask you guys, and we're going to all answer them together and stuff, so. Let's start. Okay, the first question is, if you could meet 2 Lost Level members in real life, regardless of where they live and stuff, if it was, like, you had the access to visit them, who would you most want to meet? Like, which one do you want to meet the most? And when you meet them, what will you guys do? All right, let's start with Toadette.
And nobody take offense, because we all know we all love each other, but you have to choose 2.
Yes. This is just, like, who you want to meet the most. This doesn't mean you're like, oh, I don't want to meet you. It's just who you, like, just like, oh, my God, so excited to meet. Like, something like that. Toadette, you start.
I'd probably be you and Boo, because I know you guys the most. And even though you said that travel doesn't count here, I mean, you guys both live in New York, so we can all be New York lezzies.
Oh yes, of course.
And I just hang out. I hang out with you guys. I hang out with you guys the most. Like when it comes to like you know on the forum and like on AIM and on Skype, and we just know each other the most. And if I guys met you, I would want you guys to take me to Popeyes because I've still never been there before. Yes, you guys have to show me the wonders of their chicken because I do like chicken, but I'm just too damn lazy to go find one that's nearby and get it myself.
Yes, we will do that, honey.
And then I'll take you guys to the... And then we should all go to the Nintendo store and be lezzies there.
Oh, Nintendo World in Manhattan?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Definitely. So that's what we would do? But, like, what happens if it was just one person? Like, would you do something different? Like, if it was just one person? Like, oh, you just met Boo or, like, just met me?
Probably the same thing, because, I mean, you guys have similar interests. You guys both like Nintendo. You guys both like Popeyes.
Oh, okay. All right, good answer. All right, oh crap, Booze. Booze and Be Right Back right now, so I'm Super Sam, this is you go.
All right, well, definitely Dark Boo, just because he has such he's so outgoing and such a unique personality. I'd love to meet him in person. If we had to go do something, I'd probably play some game or something, maybe Mario Kart. Or I'd like to go like ride the bus or something, the one he rides, so I can witness everything firsthand. All these accounts and all these stories. I don't know. Probably not, but it'd be kind of funny. And second person, I mean, I definitely would want to meet Staryu in person, just because we've had so many, how do I say this, clashes, I guess.
Click clash.
We'd have to meet in person. Probably bring.
We'll probably be best buddies forever.
Oh, I'm sure. yeah, I don't know what we would do, but I'd probably Popeyes, because I've never been there.
I will take you to Popeyes, then we will go home, we will play some Mario Kart, and we will argue that Mario Kart Wii and Mario Kart 7, which one's better.
Yes.
It'll be awesome!
Exactly. And, I mean, I'd love to meet Toadette and Timmy as well. Timmy I'd probably play Brawl with. Toadette, any game with Toadette in it, that'd be fine with me.
Alright, Boo is still in VR back crap, so I guess I'll go. Oh, this is so hard. I don't want to offend anyone. Like, I don't want to offend, like, Timmy or something, like, because I want to meet everyone, but, like, two.
You said yourself, you gotta choose two.
Oh, crap, I shouldn't have made it three. Oh, wait, actually, no, that would be so mean. Three? Oh, yeah, like, three of the five. Yeah, that'd be so cold. Okay, so.
Yeah, then yeah, that's even worse because you're leaving one person out.
All right, so the first person I would want to meet is Toadette. Toadette is such a lesbian. She is like the biggest lesbian I've ever met in the world. Yeah. So I gotta meet the biggest lesbian. So of course we would.
Of course we've known each other before.
Before MPL, we've known each other on YouTube for years. This is in like 2008. We played Brawl together and stuff. We would talk, and then randomly we would just stop.
We were YouTube lesbies.
Well, also, it has probably something to do with something happened to my account. So, I don't know if you found me on the other account. So, there's that. And, but if I met you, what we would do is we would go to Popeyes, and maybe we could go to, like, Coney Island and, like, go on, like, the rides at Luna Park. That'd be fun. Like, I could go to Brooklyn. Brooklyn's not that far by subway.
Yeah.
It'll take like an hour, and take like an hour back, possibly depending on where you live. But you know, it wouldn't be that far.
I live near like Coney Island.
Yeah, if you live near there, then we can easily meet up. Because you know, I go to Coney Island once a year. But yeah, like
I don't live like right near there, but I live like I don't know, like I live near like the cemetery.
So like think of like Luna Park. You know what Luna Park is?
No, I don't live near there. I live near, like, the Greenwood Cemetery. So that's, like, 8 or 9 stops before Coney Island.
Oh, okay, that's why. Okay, then probably farther away. But yeah, definitely Toadette. I would love to meet Dark Boo.
Yeah.
Because we're just, like, such good friends. And it'd be just so much fun. We've known each other for years. You know, we gotta meet up. Yeah. All right? Popeyes. Mm-hmm. True tea. I'll bring a pot and I'm gonna write true tea on it. That's what I will do. I don't care. It doesn't even have to have anything in it. I'll just put true tea on it and it'll be right there. So like we can take a picture and be like, true tea and chicken. Yes.
Yes.
If we play games, please. We play Mario Kart Wii, we'll go online together, we'll get pissed off. We'll play Mario Party, we'll get pissed off. We'll play what's the game called? We'll play Super Smash Bros. We'll get pissed off. We'll play every damn game. We'll get pissed off. We'll play Stadium. We'll
but you can
play...
get pissed off together.
Yeah, we'll play Star Fox. We'll just get pissed off. That's what we'll do. We'll get pissed off. And I can't leave SC and Timmy out. All right, I can't do that. I just love them so much. I can't do that. Timmy, if I met Timmy, we would play Brawl together. That's what we do. Like, literally, I think that's all we would do. We'd play Brawl together. We'd be like... Timmy and me, we play Brawl, we get a little, like, annoyed with each other. I know, because when Timmy does it, he sounds annoyed. Like, when I win or, like, when he wins, like, we sound annoyed as anything. Like, you can tell, can't you guys tell, like, when you play someone, you can just tell when they're, like, annoyed, like, frustrated?
Yes.
So we would, like, get frustrated playing Brawl together, but it'd be fun. SC, it would be exactly what I said. We will play Mario Kart. We will play Mario Kart 7. We'll play whatever. Then we'll go to Popeye's, have some true chicken and stuff. It'll be just juicy. So, yes, that's what I would do. What?
No, I'm just... Great. Awesome.
All right, another question. Wait, we skipped Boo.
Yes.
Oh, sorry, Boo. Boo, if you could meet two Lost Level members in real life, who would you want to meet the most? And when you meet them, what would you guys do?
Two. It's only two.
Yes, we all did it.
Wait, Toadette, what'd you choose?
Me I choose and... you and Boo.
SC, what'd you choose?
You and Boo. You guys are like the popular ones.
I have a problem because they're too far. Timmy and SC.
That was said if it wasn't a thing, that wasn't a problem. If that wasn't a problem. And you discarded that, who would you want to meet the most?
It'll be you, and it'll depend on SC and Toadette. It'll definitely depend.
Damn, everyone said me. I feel like a slut now. But I was like,
you're the host. Star of the show now.
Boo was like, star you. I was like, oh my god, I feel so slutty right now.
What will I do? We in any situation, we'll eat about, we'll eat, so, a box of Popeye chicken, of course.
Yes, yes. Chicken, Louisiana tenders with Cajun fries on the side with a bun. How are you doing?
Goodness. And then after, we will... I had to show you how to, properly cut somebody out.
I want to see you get into an argument with someone out in the streets.
I get highly rude. So, we're going to show you how to properly clock to where it needs to be clocked and read them down for Phil. Filth and grit. So, we'll play any game. And mind you, after the Mario games, I'll get tired of the Mario games, so we had to move on to something else. We had to move on to some shooting game. I need to look at some shooting game.
Oh, I suck at shooting games.
I need to see something I can shoot somebody in the head with. Like, I'm sorry. Perfect Dark, when I shoot them in the head, I get happy. My heart blossoms. I'm sorry. When I play Perfect Dark and Golden Eye, and I shoot somebody in the head and they die, my heart blossoms.
Horrible.
Sounds so bad.
I like it. And like Call of Duty, when I shoot them in the head, nothing happens, so my heart diminishes, and it's like, you know how they have a heart, and then when it turns on poison, it invert the color, and then breaks? That's how my heart goes. So I need to play a game that involves shooting. I don't shoot somebody in the balls because that does no damage, and it's not like a real game where they fall down and cripple. No, so the heads is fine with me. I shoot them in the butt, nothing happens. So any shooting game, especially in Perfect Dark, like when I had Golden Eye with my cousin. It was 3-1. I was by myself and still won. I took them heads off. You told them, they were like, don't hit shoot me in the head. I'm like, bang. I'm like, yes. It feels good. Especially when I play like Perfect Dark. Now, I had Perfect Dark when I was like 8. When I was 7, I had Perfect Dark. But I never had the expansion pack, so I always play like a combat simulator mode. So now, since I play, like, when it snows, like, a big snowstorm and everything, I play Perfect Dark, and that brings back memories. Nostalgia, yes, of course. And when I play, I just start to laugh. When I be blowing people up and stuff, I just start laughing. It feels so fun. So
Also, we need to play Sonic Shuffle.
That damn game, I'll get pissed. I'm telling you now, I'll be pissed. That game, I gotta get my Dreamcast emulator back on my laptop. I used to have it on my old laptop, then I got rid of it because it lagged a bit. This baby won't lag, so I need to get it. But mind you, you download the emulator, you literally download the emulator. You gotta download all the plugins, the BIOS, the disc, the DAC, the disc separately. It don't come all together. So by the time I get that emulator done, I'll play. Because right now, I got the PS2 working fine. The Dolphin emulator, for some games, it works, and some games, like, 45 or 50. Actually, no, 50, 55. So, it depends. I don't want an Xbox emulator. But the PS2 controller, my PS2 USB controller really works. So, let's play some online games. Goodness, the only online game I played with members of NPL was King Boo. We played 007. And with Spider Star, we played Mario Party 3. And that's all.
Okay, who else other than me?
I said between Timmy and Timmy. No, it's not. Whoops, I'm sorry. It's between Toad and Z.
You have to choose one.
I can't.
Yes, you do. That's not fair. You're basically saying, like, everyone except Timmy.
It's so mean. I love Timmy, but...
That's so bad.
I love Timmy, but... I probably chat that for y'all. But I don't know. It had to choose between Toad and SC. I don't know. I guess SZ. That because of the age. That's why. That's why I said SZ because of the age.
Oh, let me see. You're like 19, right?
Yes.
I'm 16. Toadette's 15. Toadette's not really that far away from me.
Oh, she's not.
She's like, she's gonna be 16 this year.
Yeah, I'm gonna be 16 in December.
I'm gonna be 17.
It might still be the whole, like, once you hit 18, that thing.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, 18.
Like, with, like, dating, when two people are dating and they're between those two ages, you know, there's a bit, that's a huge deal. You can get, like, into serious trouble with that. I'm not saying that's what you two are doing, I'm just saying that it's, like, one of the things with that age, you know.
Exactly, and I ain't got time for the foolishness.
Let's move on to our next question, because we have four more questions. Which two lost levels do you think you have the most in common with? Toadette?
Probably. I can't really think of two. I mean, you're one of them. I'd say Boo would be the other one, but I can't get as down into ranting as Boo can, because, I mean, Boo can clock the true T. Meanwhile, whenever I rant, I sound like,
well, okay, how about we change this question up a little bit? What do you have in common with each Lost Level member? How about that?
I like video games. I'm not afraid to speak my mind. I'm my own person. And, we like chicken.
That's pretty much almost everyone here.
Yeah.
SC.
Are we doing individual or just every...
Do whatever you want.
I know I've talked to Dark Blue about school, and we agree on a lot of the dumb things that go on in there.
Yes.
So we have that in common. I don't know, I'd have to think about it a little bit. I mean, we all like to podcast. We like to talk about our games. We like to share our opinions. But that's all of us. That's why we're here. If I think of something, I'll come all right. back.
Boo.
What do I have in all common? There's only one member that I don't have anything in common with.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Put me in blast!
I don't know. Is it me?
No, it's Timmy. I don't have anything in common with him. And I have the only thing I have things in common with Toadette because we're the only child, of course. Goodness, we're the only child.
Yes.
Goodness, and that's a blessing. And we like games, we clock the team, we need to be clocked. Me and SC go to college, of course. So,
yes.
And, with Wolf, we...
We're lesbies.
Yes, and we have what the hell? I can't even get the word. It's something, a palooza. We just have a tyranny of rants. And with Timmy, I don't have anything in common. Except, we did, like, we do like Mario Party 6. That game, I can get to Mario Party 6, and that's pretty much it.
As for me, I actually think I have a lot in common with everyone. Like, with Timmy, I have in common that we're both, like, Super Smash Brothers freaks. We're Smash Borders. That's where we came from, I think. I don't know where Timmy came from. But that's the site where, like, I grew up on forums. With Toadette, we're both lesbies. We both love Toad and Toadette. We both, let me see. I think Toadette likes the color pink. I like
certain kinds of pink, like Toadette pink.
Yeah, like I like certain colors, like pink, like Toadette pink, normal pink. That's pretty much it. I'm not really fond of like bright dark colors like that. With Dark Boo, we rant.
Yes.
Chicken, Mario Party, where we get all up in that, and Mario Kart Wii. We have Mario Kart Wii in common because we play that game, we get pissed off as hell. And we collect the tea on the people we play with who like this dude crap and stir crap and hot crap. So, yeah, we have all that. With SC, Animal Crossing, we'd be probably the only ones here who like Animal Crossing. Let me see. Do you like Mario Party 3 the most, SC?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we have that in common as well. So I'm trying to think of one more thing. Do you like the Kirby series? I could say that, but like Timmy likes it too, so.
I like it, but I don't play it. Okay. So it doesn't really count. Mm-hmm.
So
Kirby.
Oh, cool. I have that in common with you, Toadette. So, but you see, I have a little common with everyone. So that's because I'm the host. Yes. Who is the first person you met that's in the podcast currently? Like, the first person you met, like, wherever. Like, not in real life. I'm talking about, like, you know. Like, who was the first person you, like, met that's, like, on the podcast? Like, you talked to first. Like, yeah, things like that. Toadette?
You.
How about on form? Was it still me on form?
You, yeah.
Oh, okay. So, alright. SC?
I mean, if memory serves right, it's probably you. If... I can't remember when Darkville got here. I don't know who was first, but I know I made you a signature.
I'll go look right now.
That I can pull up if anybody wants to see. It's very interesting.
A picture?
A signature.
Maybe a little... signature?
Mm-hmm.
When?
Do you want me to show everybody?
I don't remember you making me a signature. Oh my god. Can you show us?
Yes, it was really early on, because it was... I can't remember why in the world I made it. I think you asked for it, but... It was for... it was your 200th
post. Oh, the N64 Plump!
Yes.
Oh, gosh! Oh, no! Oh, I can't stand that name. I can't believe I still...
Boo came first.
Well, Boo came to the forum first, but I'm talking about...
Yeah, he came to the forum first. He was there since October of 2009, and you were there since March of 2010, and I had been there since February of 2012.
But...
The problem with Dark Boo is, I remember, didn't you have, like, two or three accounts or something?
Well,
and you only looked at... Yeah, and you only looked at, like, the arcade or something?
Oh, I have one account. I have one. It's just that
must be somebody else.
I have one, but my problem, I wasn't on NPS. I was administrator on another forum. So, mind you, I was on NPL somewhat, because I saw everybody showing their ideas about their Mario parties. And mind you, I've been doing in-home Mario parties since, like, I was 10. And mind you, so when I was like, oh, I could give my ideas. And that's why I started putting in my ideas and stuff. And then after, I just left because I was administrating on another forum and this game. And that game took, like, a whole time of my life. And then after, I came back and I saw Wolf hosting... let me get the proper username. I saw Grasshopper hosting MPI.
Grasshopper.
I saw Grasshopper hosting MPI. I'm like, oh, that looked nice. I was mad I couldn't join, though.
Oh, yeah, that was when I was Grasshopper, you know, the girl from Twisted Metal 2. Yeah, that was when all that crap happened with, like, staff stuff. I don't even want to get into that. That was, like, a whole bunch of nonsense. But, yeah, actually, yeah, that's how I met you, too. Like, you contacted me one day and were like, hey, is it okay if I run my Mario Party form-style game? You said you were trying to make it, you were trying to, like, say, like, okay, this is different. I just hope that you're not mad. You were, like, saying something like, I hope you're not mad.
Cause, oh, yes.
Like, you don't want to copy my game, but like I was like, how are you copying my game? But you meant like the Mario Party activity itself, like two activities, and I didn't mind, and you did it. And one day on AIM in 2011, we like started just chatting, and like ever since we've been on AIM and all that stuff. So I think the first person I met, if we're talking about off form, it's Toadette. I met Toadette back in 2008.
Woo woo.
We're talking about on form.
Dude, that means we've known each other before, like, we even knew about Mario Party Legacy.
Yeah, that's the weirdest thing. Like, we were here before Mario Party Legacy was, like, even around, I think.
I think it's been around since, like, yeah, early. I think it's pretty, like, still in its baby stages around 2008. Didn't it not open until, like, late 2008?
early. Oh, which one?
My part was the Super Mario Party site forum.
Well, because we restarted the entire forum a year in, like wiped it and started fresh.
Yeah, point is we've known each other before MPL.
Yeah,
if we're talking about off form, it's definitely Toadette. If we're talking about on form, like the first person I met between you guys, SC, I think. I don't know, SC...
Probably.
Wait,
most likely SC, but we and SC really didn't talk at first.
No, I'm pretty sure it was the podcast that, you know...
Yeah, that's when we started actually, like, talking more, because I remember before... SC was not really on the forum back then in 2010.
At least not involved.
Yeah. So, it wasn't really... But, yeah. I'm getting confused. Okay, wait.
For me? Is it my turn?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, you go. Go, sorry.
If it has to be the first person from here...
Yes.
Well, we're going to have to take... We're going to have to take, the original podcast roster, where it was, like... Me, you, SZ, Ryu, AJ, and I had to say AJ. That's the first person I talked to, AJ.
Oh, really? AJ, you're the first person that you talked to?
Yeah. Ironic. The first person I talked to. He added me as a friend on MPL, and then we just talked from there. I don't know why. I really don't know why, but he did. So I was happy he did. So yes. And then after it was Spider Star, of course. But in real life we didn't meet each other. So that's who it was. It was AJ, then Spider Star, you then who was it then? Let me check my PMs, cause that's where it had on them.
I actually think the first person that I literally we're not counting till that off form. I think it's Timmy, actually, because Timmy was the one who, contacted me, all this stuff about MPI. Like, he would, talk to me every day about all this stuff about MPI. Like, be like, you should do this, or, you should do that, or, is this okay, and is that okay? We would be talking, crazy about MPI, so. Probably, but Toadette, definitely, but if we're counting form, then it's Timmy.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else to say before we move on?
Yeah, pretty much it was, AJ, then Spider Star, you, then Timmy, then it had to be SZ, then Ryu. It has to be.
I want to ask a question. Toadette, how'd you find Mario Party Legacy?
Mario, I was looking for Mario Party 9 news.
Yes, it works.
Yeah, I've been there before. I think I've been there, a couple years back, maybe 2011. But then I didn't start... I was like, oh, hey, a forum. And I was like, I'm probably only going to be on here for, 3 days or so. And I joined, and I was like, no!
I found the forum because of, a video SC posted on YouTube.
Yes, they actually work.
A video he posted, and I was looking for something about Mario Party 7. I was like, oh my god, there's no Mario Party 7 stuff. I was looking for this information for this another form, and I saw this video. It was by Super Zambazy, and it was this form, the Super Mario Party site form. And I was like, oh, what's this? And then it was I saw this in March, and there's a bunch of stuff going on and stuff, so I didn't join it first. I was like, oh, drama. Oh, I don't like that. Person I joined later on. Screw it, I'll join. I didn't even think I would become an active member. I honestly thought I would just be there for a few days and leave. That's what I've done with all forms.
Me too.
Yeah, so. But yes, we've been dragging. I feel so bad we've been on this subject for so long. The next question. Wow, this is sort of basically what the questions we just said, but you know, what the hell, I'll just ask it. What games would you play, and what would you eat with each Lost Level member?
Oh, we already said that.
We said playing and eating, but we didn't say Timmy. If we did or whatever. We would all eat chicken.
I'd eat a poutine.
I want Timmy to show me that wonton soup. I don't know what the hell wonton soup is.
You don't know what wonton soup is?
It's the shrimp thing, noodle shrimp. thing creature.
Yeah, it looked like a deformed shrimp.
I love wontons. They're awesome.
It looked nasty. It made my stomach flinch.
Alright, so I think that's pretty much all the questions I have. So, yeah, that's basically it. Next time I have to definitely make more questions like this, because I love how this was like laid out. It was fun. So.
I have a question if I could ask it.
Okay.
See, I just wish Timmy was here, because this would be good for Timmy. What kind of, how do I say this, mannerisms have you picked up from other Lost Levels, Lost Level members, I guess?
Timmy was here.
That's why I wish he was here. But whatever, this kind of applies to the subject. What have you picked up? Like sayings or the way you talk or the way you just anything that you've picked up from other members.
We would not have a podcast if Timmy was there to answer this question. It would be a list. You talk about list, I mean an epitome of words. Phrases.
Well, Timmy, by being around you guys, I certainly use the word juicy more.
Yes,
juicy.
And Boo has subconsciously taught me an array of French words and like college level sayings.
No tea, no shade. True tea, fanta bouche, man.
Yeah, basically, and. Well, I mean, pretty much all my friends on the internet, and my phone, are like the ones I get down with, like down and down around the town, showing all the toadette town creepy stuff.
Okay, who's next?
I can go. Just two that really stick out. I don't know who started this, who came from first. I know a lot of us say it, but saying exactly, saying that, after the podcast, that's always been my response for a lot of things. Exactly.
I would say that. I say that a lot.
I always say that too many times because I get tired of repeating what you just said. It's exactly like true. I used to substitute exactly for true tea.
I've done that even before we met each other.
I used to say true tea. Yes.
Yeah, I haven't picked up on true tea yet. But I also, another thing I noticed, I say, mind you, a lot more than I did before, whether I'm writing or talking in person.
Who says mind you a lot?
Yeah, I get a lot too. All
right. Those are the big ones, at least for me.
Okay, Boo?
Juicy, of course. And
juicy, yes! Lezzy-tastic.
Of course, Lezzy. No, goodness.
And I don't think I don't really say the word Lezzy in public because people don't know our Lezzy. They think of it on the more technical term.
Lesbian.
Yeah.
Lesbo. Things like that.
I mean, I have no problem with that, but I don't go that way. I don't want to send out the wrong signals.
Uh-oh. But it's just a joke we do on here. It's not like I don't call anyone else Lezzy or anything like that. Just on the podcast. Because
you know, I can see how that would be weird in real life if they don't know the meaning, and because they'd be like, "What the hell?" Especially if you're a dude saying it to another dude.
Yeah, I know. I don't say it to guys. I do say it to Boo. But Boo's the only one because we joke.
You don't say it to like guys in real life.
Oh, real life? No, absolutely not. But for me, what I picked up from Toadette, what did I pick up from Toadette? I started the Lezzy thing. I've started to actually notice Toadette a lot more than I used to. Like before, Toadette would like not be like, I would see Toadette be like, oh yeah, Toadette, but I wouldn't really be focused on her. But now that Toadette is on the podcast, I focus on Toadette a lot more than I used to.
Cause Toadette's awesome.
For Boo, oh my god. True tea, I say that. Yes. I say exactly, though. Yeah, I say exactly more actually. Ever since the podcast, I say exactly a lot more. What else do I say? It's in my mind, but I'm not thinking about it. I also say like French words and stuff now. in the chat, like, I'd randomly write French words or, like, Spanish words like, miara! Things like that. I always do that for some reason. I don't know. It's just for fun, you know? Things like that. With SZ, what did I pick up from SZ? I guess more seriousness, I guess. Because SZ is, like, very serious most of the time. So I guess sometimes a little more serious than usual. And I try not to joke too much, I guess. But that's really all I can think of. From Timmy, I don't really think I pick up anything from Timmy. Because Timmy, yeah. Timmy picks up most of his stuff from Dark Boo.
Yes.
So. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Boo, I don't know if you went, Boo. You said Juicy and Leslie. Was there anything else?
Not really.
Okay. Oh my god, guys. It's been a really juicy podcast. Oh my. How long has this been, Dark Boo?
1 hour, 25 minutes.
Ooh, Jesus. We've been packing on the pounds of normal discussion. That's good, though. So it shows how much we can handle normal discussion. You see? We can do it. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's try to get our final words out, because this has been just a great podcast. So we need to hear what everyone has to say before we go. Dark Boo?
I hope y'all enjoyed the podcast. Yes.
Keep it classy, honey.
Oh, yes. Classy and sophisticated. I hope y'all enjoy the podcast, and I'm going to kill this dog and my neighbor, because the whole time I kept on going AFK is because of my neighbor and this dog. The neighbor keep on torturing my little Polo. Well, that's making Polo aggravated and uneasy. Because when Polo see you at the window, he start barking, and if you stay at the window long enough, he gets really angry. So I'm going to have to kill two people today.
Super Zamazy?
Keep checking Mario Party Legacy for all your E3 stuff. I just got really tired, and my brain's shutting off. Hope you enjoyed the podcast.
Alright. Toret?
I just want to say that I love all you guys. You guys are awesome.
Aww.
I'm going to be sad if I won't be able to go back on the podcast because of my problems, but I'll still stick around. I'll be lurking around on Skype. I'll still probably do Mushroom Mondays and all. I'll still be here. I'll be here in spirit.
Yes, you will. You will.
I might just actually still be here. I'm not 100% sure.
We'll see what will happen when the time comes.
Yeah.
And before we go, I want to say happy birthday to Dark Boo once again.
Thank you.
His birthday was yesterday. Yay. 19 now.
19! Yeah. Damn, days going by quick.
Uh-huh. Days are going by, like, fast. They're going, like, tick-tock, tick-tock, all around. All right, so let's get that ending information out, because that's what we got to do. If you want to guest on the podcast, or if you have any questions, just contact us on YouTube. We need more guests, so please, come on. If you don't be shy. We are accepting of everyone. It doesn't matter how you talk, how you sound, or whatever. Just as long as you have a good mic and you have Skype, you're good to go, okay? Find out updates and more juicy stuff at our YouTube, youtube.com/user/thelostlevelsmpl. You could check out our form and our website at MariPartyLegacy and our MariPartyLegacy.com/form. Check out our original Mario Party content with our games, MPI and MPFS at MPIPFS.MariPartyLegacy.com. I want to say something about this. The MPI MPFS Central is being updated regularly for updates on MPI 2 Deluxe. So if you want to check that out, make sure to check back every day to see all the latest stuff that are coming to MPI 2 and stuff. And yeah, get involved with that. Follow us on Twitter at MPL Network and on our Facebook page, MPL Network. Oh, and I forgot to mention Boo's new game.
Yes, Temptation and Greed. I'm sorry. I'm just going to give you a synopsis. I had to start another game because I'm really getting emotionally detached from MPFS. I'm not going to lie. I'm getting emotionally detached. So I'm just wanting to start a little side game. I still have yet to finish Wind Sanctuary. Oh, my God. I don't know.
It's only four turns left. You need to finish it.
I really do, but I really don't feel good about it anymore. But I don't know. I'm going to do it. I'm just going to do two little games of... What is the game called? Temptation and Greed. Whoa. I just said it like 14 seconds ago. But yeah, you could join. It's two spots left. I want to start the game at 5, literally, but I'm going to end up starting it at 7:30. But join, come on now, we have room for five. This is a 5-for-6 player game. You never seen one of those? Well, you did when NPI was 8 players. Goodness. Nobody can top 8 players. But yes, come and join.
You can follow me on Twitter. I am @SpiderStaryu. And on YouTube, you can subscribe to me. I am SpiderStaryu. I make juicy videos and stuff. I have like 1,300 subscribers. So thank you guys for subscribing. It really means a lot. For Dark Boo, you can subscribe to him on YouTube, sorry. He is 516-974-3494.
Yes, and don't try to dial a number.
And Super Zambezi is Super Zambezi everywhere. On Twitter, @SuperZambezi, YouTube, Super Zambezi, and Nintendo Network, Super Zambezi. Also, Super Zambezi, that's like the 20th time I said it, has something planned on Wednesday. Yes, Legacy Wednesdays is no more. It's something new. So be sure to check that out on Wednesday.
Yeah.
For Toadette, you can subscribe to her on YouTube, Caitlin Robitalian. Her Tumblr is Unofficial Official Toadette. And her Facebook, This Is Nature. So yeah, for Fire Emblem stuff, go to that Facebook page.
Uh-huh.
And before we go, I want to say shout out to Paul.
Shout out to Paul!
Paul Priceline. All right. We'll see you guys next time. Thank you guys so much for watching, all right? See you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Thank you.